You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
This is Jake Gyllenhaal, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on Strangelabel.com. Was that okay?
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
Sup?
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. Tonight we will be drafting the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Nice. Yay.
We will also be announcing the winner of the most recent round. Closest finish in Hollywood Fantasy League history.
I like that kind of sex.
The bottom two, not so close.
Ouch.
But the top two, oh boy, it came down to the wire. We will have the results coming after the break, as per usual. How is everyone tonight? Are you guys doing good? I'm glad to see you're all doing good. I didn't wait for your answer, because you're not going to answer, because that isn't the way this works.
Well, also, there's like a 30-second delay, so...
Right. If we just waited around to see how everybody was doing, it would take too long. Especially if we're like podcast listeners. Like, just imagine if we waited to hear what they said back...
I would be so happy if somebody screamed, "We're doing well," at their computer.
How are you doing? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing fat.
You made it sound like you were having a bit of a stressful day. A
little bit. It became less stressful towards the end of the day. But it's okay now.
All right, we're going on break. That was good. That was good. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Olympics. I saw a thing, a special report by the Bryant Gumbel. Are you familiar with the Bryant Gumbel?
Yeah, he's the dude that does sports.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about the Olympics. And he was saying that this deal in Rio, you know, the Rio Olympics are like next week. They're coming really soon.
Yeah, with the Zika virus and the river that's filled with human poop.
Yeah, they just had like a poop river that was just like rolling like right down in between houses. Like, you know, if you go out, everybody has to keep their windows closed because if they open their windows, it smells like poop. And there's over 40 games that are going to be played in bodies of water with like just open dukes in it.
And dead bodies and
yeah. I mean, there's no sanitation whatsoever. It's just a bunch of rivers full of dukes and bodies. And so the advice that they're giving to their rowers and stuff is, man, don't like get any of that water in your mouth.
So what you're saying is they shouldn't be doing any strenuous activity that would make them want to take large breaths of air.
But these Olympics, they cost $15 billion to put on because they build all these giant stadiums that they're then never going to use again.
No, they're empty wastelands.
They're just like Sochi spent $600 million to make the main stadium cost $600 million, and since the Olympics ended 2 years ago, they haven't used it once. It just sits there.
Yeah, they all do, pretty much.
And I mean, they're spending millions and millions of dollars to like maintain it, but it doesn't do anything. It just sits there. I mean, it would probably be better served just to bulldoze it.
Yeah, not have to worry about the cost of trying to keep it up.
Or open, like, Sochi's big test kitchen.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe, do something with
maybe
it.
Maybe concerts or a yearly annual festival.
But the Rio area, they relocated 80,000 people. They just told them, you know, hey guys, you know, I know you live here and all, but we need to make a stadium so Serena Williams can play tennis here.
Were they rich people?
No, they were not.
Why they got moved.
They were a bunch of poors. And some of the poors took like a buyout to move out, and then others were like, no, I live here. And they were like, okay, well, if you're not going to take the buyout, then we're just going to like, you know, forcibly move you. Who cares about the Olympics anymore?
Oh, God, I wouldn't fucking go. It's nothing but fucking
viruses. Does anybody
viruses.
Really? I mean, we watch it because it's on, and I guess everybody talks about it. But does anybody really care about the Olympics anymore?
Well, Olympians.
Olympians.
And their families.
Do.
And, you know, you got to do the whole rah, rah, go USA. Because, you know, we're supposed to be better than the Russians.
But they built 9 stadiums in Rio, and 31 like giant multi-level hotel complexes to house all of the athletes.
Oh, cool! The poor people can move in when they're done.
And then, you know, theoretically, with all the poop in the water and the dead bodies and the Zika mosquitoes and stuff.
Oh, don't forget the piss.
Just piss and shit and vomit and
hantavirus
diseases.
And
there's all kinds. They said that, you know, there's really not any decent hospitals or anything there. So theoretically, if you get sick, you're going to have to go home before you get fixed. And all this shit, there's going to be 500,000 people in this shitty area that then in a few weeks will all be traveling back home.
With all the virus eyes.
With all the nasty shit. I mean, like, even if just a couple of them get the Zika. You know, they said that the Zika isn't too bad right now because it's, like, you know, kind of their winter time.
I heard some athlete went there for, like, to test the area or some bullshit. And he came back with, like, flesh-eating bacteria in his leg. And they had to, like, dig out a shit ton of his leg to get to the fucking flesh-eating bacteria.
Well, they just dug a whole bunch of it out?
Yeah, they cured him of the virus, and then the rot they had to take out. Thankfully, it's happening to some of our best athletes in the country at the exact same time.
Right, right. So they're sort of healthy. So
well,
that's
good. They
should
be the most of healthy. They're probably not coming back that way. Oh, God, you couldn't load me up with enough antiviral drugs and everything else. I would literally have, like, if I had to be near the water, under my speed suit or whatever bullshit I'm wearing is just layer after layer of caked on Neosporin.
But the Bryant Gumbel was walking around with some broad. They were talking about the poop that just kind of flows freely. And like you could hear water running. And she's like, yeah, you hear that water running? That's just straight up the poop that comes out of people's toilets. I mean, like, they flush their toilets, and, like, we're walking on it right now. That's just where it goes.
That sounds...
It just rolls down the street.
That sounds really, really, really unsanitary.
Don't you think you could just, like, duke in Gatorade jugs and then close them up and throw them away? And that would be a way better system than just, like, duking in a toilet and then it just rolling out your backyard?
No, it's going to be a city covered in those multicolored Gatorade bottles filled with
shit. That's better, though, because then it's in a plastic jug that's closed up, right?
No,
that's better than just free dukes.
No, you can't just put poop and stuff like that into a plastic bottle.
You know,
there's
back
things
in the
that are
day,
happen.
We used to go hang out at the creek, and my friend Chris Derby, he used to just pee in the creek, but if he had to duke, he would duke in a Sunny Delight bottle, and then he would put it in somebody's mailbox on the way home because he didn't want to bring it home because then he'd have to explain to his mom why he had duke in a Sunny Delight bottle.
What did he wipe with?
You know, I don't think he wiped.
Ew.
Because he, I mean,
your
we didn't,
friend was fucking nasty.
We didn't bring a roll of toilet paper. What did he wipe with? I never considered that. I guess he's just walking around with a shitty butt.
His mom must have loved him. Holy hell.
But the Sunny Delight bottle system would be better than just free dukes out on the street. Could you imagine how pissed off you'd be if, like, you were walking home late at night after, like, going and seeing the new Star Trek movie in theaters, and you're like, God, you know, the Star Trek movie, that was a lot of fun. And then, like, you just step in a human duke?
Well, you know, Mike, poop can ferment, and then eventually all
It turns white.
Well, it turns into a bunch of things. One of the things that it turns into is little bugs that like to, you know, poop methane themselves, and then the bottles are going to explode.
Oh.
So, yeah, then one day, like...
It doesn't become little bugs.
Well, they're in
the
your
The little
poop.
Bugs like the poop and well, then travel to it, right?
Yeah, you have bacteria.
But if it's contained, then the bugs can't get to the poop.
No, they're going to do their thing regardless of what you're doing, especially in the hot, hot sun, where they're multiplying and having babies and doing methane burps, and then eventually the poop bottles are going to explode.
Yeah, but by then they'll be, like, underground.
Are you sure?
We're going to bury them.
So you're just going to have running wastewater into your ground to go into the groundwater?
That's what's already happening.
No, it's in the river. It's not in... Well, it probably is in the groundwater by now, but at the same time, it's just going to get into the river anyway. You're just delaying it by a couple of months.
But they said that nobody really wants the Olympics anymore because there isn't really any reason to have it. And I think, like, the last couple have relied heavily on slave labor to build their stadiums and stuff, and otherwise they couldn't afford it.
That sounds very Greek and Roman.
What if we just designated an area, the place where the Olympics are?
That actually doesn't sound like a bad idea. You get, like, five locations set up. Every couple of you just cycle them out, go through them. They're all in...
No, just make one. Just make Olympic Island. And you could put, like, a lot of international shit there. Maybe everybody could have a embassy there, and you just go there for the Olympics.
Well, who are you going to get the island from?
I don't know. There's probably an island somewhere, right? We could build a thing in the middle of the ocean. Make a man-made floating Olympic place.
Does it have to float, or can it be, like, wedged somewhere? Build it till you hit the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, like, keep going down.
And then you can shit in the water all you want.
Yeah. You shit in a bunch of shit containers that we then ship somewhere. Each country designates their own shit container that we then send home. Because we don't have sanitation. That's not something that we thought of.
Well, I think part of the Olympics is you get the prestige of hosting it, and then you get the prestige of having a bunch of abandoned buildings in your town that didn't used to be there. Or they probably did. They're probably bulldozing abandoned buildings anyway and just making that a gem.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the Olympics being where they are is a great idea.
No, it's a horrible idea.
And I don't think we should even have the Olympics anymore.
Well, we should have them.
We're done with the Olympics. Who cares?
How about we have them in nicer countries?
Like where?
America. Hell, Russia, fucking England. Anywhere where there's not floating shit rivers.
Just, that would be on the questionnaire.
Yeah, do you have rivers of shit flowing through your town? Yes. Then no, we're not coming.
Sorry, no. We can't do it, guys. Because, you know, the rowers, they might get water in their mouth.
Yeah.
And we don't want to send them back to where they came from to give everybody else all your weird shit diseases.
Little
shit turns to bugs, and then the people will explode.
Or they'll get flesh-eating bacteria. I heard a thing that said 3 teaspoons of water from that river guaranteed to make anybody sick. That's all you need. Just
3 teaspoons?
Yep. If you
wouldn't you just absorb that just by being in it?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you get some in you just by coming in contact with it.
Oh, yeah.
Your pores suck it up.
Yeah, you're going to get... Those people are going to be sick. There is no way those people are walking in 5 months. They're all going to get some incurable strain of polio. They're going to be in iron lungs. Like, I was a rower. Good job, Grandpa.
I'm sick of the political shit.
What's the political shit?
You know, with the presidential election and stuff, you can't turn on any TV or news or talk radio or anything without talking about all the political shit. I was recently, I think Watchmen was on cable. And yeah. I started watching Watchmen, and in the end of that movie with Ozymandias, you know, the guy who eventually becomes the bad guy, spoiler alert, you know, his theory was that, like, if he just, like, wiped out a couple of cities, then, like, the world would all come together and unite in peace to try to figure out, you know, why all these people died. So the theory was if you kill millions of people, you could save billions of people.
Yeah, but they'll be friends for like 5 minutes.
And then they'll get over it?
Yeah, then they'll get over it.
But I think that has to be like where we're headed, right?
No.
And all these people think that if Donald Trump has the nuclear codes, then he's just going to start nuking people like, all willy-nilly. Just be like, oh, I'm going to nuke the French. Ah!
I'm 100% convinced that Donald Trump that you see on TV, that's a character. He's acting. This is a show.
It's a goof?
It's a goof. That's not the action. Nobody talks like that. He's saying things to get people's attention, and it's fucking working.
Do you
Do
you think, though, that the character... If the character were to win and everybody I have not seen anybody who's pro either candidate. Obviously, they have to have fans. I mentioned this on the Book of Faces the other day. I think that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both are kind of similar to Nickelback. Every time Nickelback puts out a new album, it's number one on the Billboard charts. Every time they tour, they sell out stadiums. But have you ever met someone who said, dude, I'm a big goddamn Nickelback fan?
Nope, not a one.
You don't. Everybody thinks Nickelback sucks. But that can't be the case because Nickelback is doing very well for themselves.
Yes.
So that's the same thing with Trump and Hillary. You never see anybody say, dude, I'm totally all in on Donald Trump. Donald Trump is great.
No, I don't know anybody who's really pro either side.
They're just anti the other side.
Yeah, they're just going to hold their nose. They're going to pull the lever. They're going to check the box. They're going to say, well, better than the other one. And then they're going to go home and feel like they did something.
But do you think that if Donald Trump, who is a very polarizing figure, and a lot of people seem to think that, you know, he's the sign of the end times.
No.
You think that if Donald Trump were to win, then everyone would have to unite for peace?
No, people thought the same bullshit about George Bush. They don't have the power they think that these people do.
They don't, no.
Yeah, we're not electing a king. We're electing a president. probably you should go vote for who's, you know, going to be your Senate rep. I would go a little bit more that way than Donald Trump. Did you see that one of the people running for governor was an ex-Navy SEAL, and he gets on TV and blows shit up? Have you seen those ads?
No.
Yeah, the guy who's the Republican running for governor, he is both a SEAL and blows shit up on TV.
He just blows shit. That's his ads?
That was his first ad. His first ad.
They're like, hey, I'm going to blow something up.
Well, his first ad was him saying, you know, who he is, you know, what party he's from, and that he was a Navy SEAL. And then he takes this AR-15 and shoots one of those exploding targets, and then it goes up into flames. He's like, vote for me.
Dude, I'm for that.
That doesn't sound bad, but if that's all the dude's running on, I think he might, you know, not
be. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
I don't know if he's with us. But then again, I don't like our current governor. He kind of let part of my city burn down.
Everybody fast forwards through commercials, but if there was a guy shooting off an explosion or something, might pause it and say, hey, what's this guy up to?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with blowing stuff up.
Yeah, it's fun. And it'll unite us all. I don't think that anybody's gonna nuke anybody.
No.
I think it's probably going to be pretty similar either way.
Oh, no. The
And everybody's getting all worked up over nothing, really.
Oh, no. Turkey seems to be going to shit.
Yeah. They've had, like, I think they said 4 coups in the last 15 years.
Yeah, but apparently this one might have been fake.
It was a fake coup?
Yeah, so the guy that's in power can stay in power forever. And apparently he's...
He staged his own coup?
Yeah, it wasn't a very big coup. It was like 5 guys in a truck, and they called it a coup.
They said, hey, these fucking guys can't even overthrow the government, so how's anybody else going to do it?
Yeah, but he way overplayed it. Like, no, we got to have martial law. We're suspending human rights. Like, oh. Huh.
We got to get rid of all these coup people, guys.
This is a strange turn of events. Maybe the coup was right.
This coup thing really sucked. I bet the newspapers that said bad shit about me were behind this.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
So, who's on for tonight for the Hollywood Fantasy League?
The returning contestants will be the Chris Break Show and the Passersby Podcast.
Do we have a new person joining us?
We do have a new person joining us.
Excellent.
And that is all very exciting. Let's go ahead and do a break. We'll get a hold of the people we need to get a hold of, and we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll start this show up again. Do it!
Oh, look, a leprechaun!
Don't you shut the fuck up. Nobody here wants to listen to your misguided bullshit.
And now, Internet Radio's all-time greatest zoologist, Drunk, with his amazing animal fact.
Peacocks are male. A female is called a peahen.
Sorry, are you all right?
Are you okay?
I was too late.
Dory, no. Listen.
I don't have a family.
No, Dory, that's not true.
Time to go!
I'm all alone.
Where's everybody else? Your orange friends are on their way to Cleveland.
I found the octopus!
Oh! Where'd he go?
Mommy! Daddy!
Help me. Help. Help me. Please. Somebody help me!
Hey, kid, help me. Can you help me? I've lost them.
Oh, I've lost two.
I.
Sorry, honey. I can't help you if you don't.
Oh, hey, can you help me? I've lost them.
I can be more specific.
My them. Help! Help! Please? They're gone! I've lost everyone. There's nothing I can do. Shoot, I can't forget. What was I forgetting? Something important. What was it? What was it? It's going away. It's going away. It's going because all I can do is forget. I just forget and I forget. It's what I do best. It's what I do. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Welcome back. Oh. Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We are joined by the contestants in the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League. Of course, the returning contestants, Matt from the Passersby podcast.
Zip.
How's it going?
And the crew from the Chris Break Show.
Woo!
Woo!
The champions, right?
Is it Chris Break and John? Is Jake there?
Yep.
Hi, Jake.
Hey.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
And guys, in making the determination who was going to join the league, there was contributing factors. We decided to go with the Lotus Cast returning. And the reason that the Lotus Cast is returning is because they are a former champion. And so, I mean, you know, they have a track record of doing well. So
excited to be back. Thank you for inviting us back into this wonderful game. It is my favorite game.
And Matt is really the only one that talks about it. And that helps.
Bring it up every once in a while.
It really is the best game ever created.
And that's why, Matt. That's why, because
I enjoy this game if I'm in it or if I'm not. Like, I just
love
following.
Yeah, even when Matt was kicked out, Napier, I'd get weekly.
Hold on.
Actually,
to be fair to the other shows, he talks about it because he has a 3-hour show. He's got a lot more time. So we all can't get to it, you know?
This is true.
Matt would even message me and, like, remind me when I didn't do an update. And he'd be like, Mike, where's the Hollywood Fantasy update?
I like, need to know what's going on.
I didn't know. So the results are in. Of course, the Jason Bourne movie that Bad Flix picked still goes for another week, but it's pretty safe to say that they're not going to catch us. We did finish in third place. Bad Flix did finish last. Passersby and Chris Brake Show were in a very close finale, and we were waiting to hear word on how Star Trek Beyond did. I want to know what that goddamn sound that Chris Brake is making is.
What is that? What do you hear?
What is that?
What do you hear? We don't hear any sound.
It sounds like a hum, like you're plugging in earphones or something.
Is it constant or just keep going?
Well, it's gone now.
It's gone now. So whatever you did when I said I want to know what that sound Chris Brake Show is making,
I closed my laptop.
Then it was probably your laptop, Chris.
Open it again and so let's see if that's the sound.
It's open right now.
Well, I don't hear it now.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
No, you guys fixed it, whatever it is.
All right.
Let's know if you hear it again.
Closest finale in history, Napier. In the history of the Hollywood Fantasy League, there's never been a winner determined by such a small amount. The final victor won by 2 points.
Damn.
Wow.
So the Passersby podcast finished with 332 points. The Chris Brake Show finished with 330 points.
Oh. Yeah, buddy.
So the winner of the Hollywood Fantasy League season, as it were.
Wait, I have a question.
What's that?
And I don't know if you guys addressed this already prior to me coming on. Didn't the Passersby podcast, like, didn't they stop doing everything, like, the day after the Hollywood Fantasy draft?
Yeah, he quit podcasting, but then he started again. He had to devote – actually, I think he quit podcasting, like, 6 days after he was on our show.
Are you getting it that he should not be allowed to continue?
Not at all. That is not at all what I'm saying. I mean, he won, rightfully so. I just – was curious what the if they returned and they came back.
Matt, you quit podcasting, but then you started podcasting again.
Yeah, I took a little break there.
Yeah, I didn't
think anybody else was curious. Nobody's curious over here.
I had never ever considered that.
I quit podcasting and start podcasting again all the time.
I do kind of agree with Matt, though, Mike. I think that maybe you should shave 3 points off Passersby.
Oh, you think?
He just gave up.
Like a penalty for yeah, not only releasing episodes on time?
Yeah, it's only 3 points. It won't make a difference.
So, have you guys had a chance?
Welcome back, Passersby.
Have you guys had a
chance? Yeah.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this batch of movies? Are you excited about them? There's a big drop-off after about the first four or five, I think.
There's a lot of big movies coming out.
Blood Father with Mel Gibson.
I think that the last movie Mel Gibson made was pretty much the same thing, wasn't it? Like it was, somebody kidnapped his daughter and he has to get her back.
Yeah, I expected everyone to laugh when I said that.
I like that Gringo movie, Get the Gringo.
Get the Gringo? Did they get him, yeah. Chris? Did they get the Gringo?
Don't spoil it.
He just played Riggs the whole time. It was just Riggs. Like a Lethal Weapon movie, just the way, all the one-liners.
Mel Gibson makes good movies, but has Hollywood forgiven him? Has the world forgiven?
You mean because he hates Jews?
Yeah.
I saw the movie poster for his next movie that he's directing, and they said from the director of Braveheart and the Passion of the Christ, but it doesn't say from Mel Gibson. So I think that they're trying to make you remember that you liked Braveheart, but forget who made Braveheart.
Yeah, like they're not going to fucking Google it.
All right.
How about that? The Accountant with Ben Affleck, another hot pick.
That is on my ranking somewhere. You know, that Ben Affleck, he's coming back, John.
He can't, though, right? Everybody hates him now after that whole Batman thing.
You think?
No, he was in the middle
of his comeback, though.
Yeah.
Playing Batman again in this movie that's supposed to be the best one.
Really? He's playing another Batman.
He's just going to keep making Batmans till you like him.
Yeah. Well, I think the reviews were that he was good, but they hated the movie.
How many Batman portrayals does he have coming up? Two that I know of, right? Any more?
Well, he's going to be in the Suicide Squad. He's going to be in the Justice League, not this November, but the next November. So we'll just hold our breath waiting for that one.
Is he any far of a stretch than George Clooney?
I thought he was a fine Batman. What do you look for in a Batman, really? You look for that chin, and he's got the Batman chin, guys. That's all you need.
You don't even need a reason to sue that guy, according to Weird Al. In one of his songs, he says he sued Ben Affleck. He doesn't even need a reason.
Just sued Ben Affleck?
Yeah. It's a song I was going to sue everybody. I'll sue you.
I don't think I've ever heard that song, John.
You're really missing out. It's like a Rage Against the Machine song.
Yeah. Napier, remove your hat. Because it's time to select the draft order.
You guys always get deuced on this part.
I'm really hoping that we don't finish last this time, as we have like the last four fucking times you've picked a name. They're all mixed up.
Periscope it.
Yeah, what's with the periscope? You promised.
My phone died. I'm just not going to, John. You're just going to have to take our word for it, I think.
Facebook Live.
Yep, FBL.
Napier, I can turn the
There's no way that you're last every time. We know you're rigging up.
You picked last time, fuckwad. And you picked us last.
Your hat.
Okay, Napier, the first name that you have picked out of the hat, you've just tossed, okay, is the Passersby Podcast.
Wow.
They will pick first overall. They say, if you pick us fucking last, Napier, I swear to fucking God, you've picked us last like four times in a row.
I'm not picking anything. I'm drawing shit from a hat.
Okay.
Napier's got a cute little smile.
The second name is the Chris Brake Show. The Chris Brake Show will pick second.
I have a 50% chance not to fuck this up.
Dude, this is... I mean, people are going to start to think this is a bit.
We know it is.
They're going to drop the goddamn... I swear to fucking God. The third... We are the third pick and not the fourth.
I don't think we're going to survive this then.
Yeah, I don't really know what that gets us because...
Here's what I think.
The first two picks are the good ones.
How come you win every time?
Who?
You.
When did we win? We came in third, John.
Oh.
The Passersby Podcast won.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and you guys won the time before.
No, they didn't. They came in second.
Oh, who won?
Oh,
we did. We won last time.
We're coming for that belt.
Oh, okay. And
but we don't always win.
All right.
Something going on there.
Okay, so the Passersby Podcast picks first. The Chris Brake Show. By the way, the Chris Brake Show has picked first or second both times they've done this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to...
deal with that.
Then he's going to say, oh, there's something going on.
There clearly is. Why would we get to pick that many times?
Because I just like you guys so much, John. I'm showing you favoritism.
You're trying to silence us.
By letting you pick first.
I'm trying to buy us off.
Not for sale, man.
Okay, so the Passersby Podcast, you get the first overall selection in the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Because Finding Dory killed so much last time. I don't know if I want to go with children or comic book nerds.
It's a tough choice. Children.
I'm going to go Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Okay. I thought the safe pick was Bridget Jones' Baby.
Does that mean it's our turn?
Yeah. I guess if there's no banter, then yeah, directly it's our turn. He picked the Suicide Squad.
But I was waiting for Mike to ask us.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Yeah, Mike.
Chris.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Is that a good one?
Probably.
Okay.
Okay. Napier, this is tough for us because, of course, the first two picks were our first two picks. Third and fourth, we did have some talks back and forth about which one we should go with.
So we're going with Magical Benedict Cumberbatch.
Is your microphone even on?
Is that
Has
a
your
movie?
Microphone been off this whole time?
Don't worry, I had nothing to say. So we got
we
got Magical Benedict Cumberbatch, or we have Cartoon Rock.
Yeah, it's either The Rock or that Cumberbun guy.
I'm gonna go with The Rock. It's a cartoon, The Rock.
Damn.
You can't. What are you going with?
Do you think we're gonna regret that though?
Well, there's a white lady playing an Asian man's role in that Doctor Strange. I think that's going to get him some kickback.
Oh, have you
These
seen all?
Aren't even on the list I'm looking at. Like, oh, I see it. I thought you were just making up movies.
John's really irritating me so far tonight.
Why would you pick that?
We haven't picked anything yet, John.
No, don't pick that.
Don't pick Mad Mike. That's how you got your butt itches the first time.
Napier. Do we want Doctor Strange or do we want Mona?
I'm going to go. I think Mona, just because you got a cartoon, The Rock, and it's Disney, and it doesn't have a white lady playing an Asian man's role.
Okay.
To piss people off.
So we're going to go with that. And I mean, it's a Disney movie, right?
How do you fuck up a Disney movie?
I mean, you can fuck up a Disney movie, but they probably won't fuck this one up, right?
No, probably not.
Okay, we're going with Mona, which takes it to Matt for the next two picks, as he is the fourth picker.
All right. Well, I'm going to go...
Obviously, you're going Doctor Strange with one of the two picks, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think that's got to be one of the bets. I just... Remember how poorly Ant-Man did last year?
It didn't
year?
Do too poorly.
Yeah, but it didn't do great either. It didn't do, like, first-round pick numbers.
No, it didn't. But at the same time, it was a decent movie.
And I think I picked for that this. First. Like, I picked that film. I had the first round pick that
I
year.
Think you did. And you said, how can you go wrong with Marvel, I believe.
Yeah. And it let me down.
So
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And just to secure the kid film, I'm gonna go Trolls.
Really?
Shit.
Okay. Trolls is off the board. Okay. Now it's back to us, Napier. There's a movie that I think would be a better pick, but then there's a movie that I also really want. So you have to wonder if that movie I really want will be around next round.
I know there's a lot of picks between now and then.
There is. But do we go with our head or our heart?
It's not about the movie you want to see. It's the movie you think will do well.
Okay. So do you think that the movie at the top of my list is the best choice for right now?
Unfortunately, I haven't actually seen the trailer, so I have no
you
idea.
You kind of know what it is, though.
Yeah, I kind of know what it is. I get the general premise. Is it a cartoon?
No.
So
you don't have an idea of what it is?
No fucking clue, apparently.
It's a live-action remake of a classic Disney cartoon. Which have all done fairly well so far. They're doing that now.
We'll snag it.
Okay.
See, let's
we
take
are
a
going to take.
You sound like you want to take it.
We are going to take Pete's Dragon with our second pick. So we are back to Chris Brake and company for the next pick in the draft.
See, our problem is we didn't know what Doctor Strange was. That wasn't really on our list as something that would be a good thing to grab.
You didn't know what it was?
No, we don't know what it is, nor do we know where it would stand.
Did you, like, Google Doctor Strange?
I Googled Doctor Strange predicted box office.
Oh, and they said, oh, God, we don't even know that that movie's coming out?
It's a gamble. It's a gamble no matter how you look at it. But it's a good...
It's a Marvel movie, Chris, but it's kind of a weird Marvel movie.
Yeah.
They're getting down to the D list of Marvel superheroes.
I'm surprised that Passersby didn't pick the Harry Potter movie first.
I had Suicide Squad ahead of it, too.
Really?
I don't know.
Comic book movies are big, man.
I know they're big, but...
It's
like
a Harry Potter-ish movie, but it isn't Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, but it's in the universe, and people, they starve for that shit.
Well, you got to keep in mind, it's a DC comic book movie, and it's one of the few ones with actual buzz.
It seems like there's a buzz about Matt.
Hey, I mean, it's definitely a first-round pick. I just, given that first, you know, overall pick, I thought the Harry Potter film would have.
Huh. See, and last time everybody laughed at me for Ghostbusters, but apparently that pulled out way higher than we thought.
Yeah, I think it did about what I thought it was going to do.
Yeah, I thought it would get... Yeah, exactly. It did about...
I think you got that in, like, the third round or something.
Yeah.
You got a steal on that one.
Nobody wanted it.
I thought it was going to...
Where do nobody, you guys stand on Inferno?
You're looking at Inferno, the third in a Tom Hanks trilogy of blasphemous films?
I heard a rap song about him earlier.
Bitch, I'm Tom Hanks. World in my pocket. Your life's a bag of shit. And a box of chocolates.
They worked hard on those lyrics there. There's quite a few that we have question marks on. Deepwater Horizon, Masterminds, Girl on the Train, Accountant, Jack Reacher 2, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
Should we grab Magnificent 7 or should we try this Inferno? What type of numbers do these Da Vinci things
A Ron Howard... Tom Hanks, Da Vinci Code sequel.
You're selling me on it. But it's
I would just look at whatever Tom Hanks' last movie did.
That was that movie that he gave the king a hologram.
Right.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Bridge of Spies. I didn't see that either.
I liked Bridge of Spies. It was a good movie.
Jake, what do you think?
You're making me doubt Inferno.
I'm saying Magnificent Seven.
Jake says Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. I have no faith in Tom Hanks.
You have no faith in Tom Hanks?
Wow. This is the black man speaking. They don't like him.
Not for the Da Vinci Code 3.
Hmm.
I was going to say, wasn't Tom Hanks nice, the publicist nice to you, Mike?
They were very kind to me, yes, Matt.
What did they say?
They said that he's kind of busy.
Also, his movies get rated pretty highly. They might not pull in money, but you're getting what he's pulling.
I think those movies, that's a beloved book franchise.
How much did The Da Vinci Code make?
I don't know. A lot, probably.
The Da Vinci Code made a bunch. I don't know about the sequel.
It says $195 million projected on IMDb for Inferno.
Well, that's not for opening weekend, right?
Is that a weekend? Is $23 million? Is that the only thing we're going by? Is weekend?
Oh, there we go.
No, it's the first two weekends, or first weekend, then the whole week, right?
Right.
I think we go with Jake's.
Yeah. I like how he quietly said, "Yeah."
Magnificent
Seven. John's. It looks like he's got a bitter taste going on.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Oh, okay. Freaking me out.
No, I was trying to show you with my face. I don't know.
It's because John's wearing sunglasses in the description because he lost the regular ones. So I can't get a clear view of what his face is doing.
For the record, Magnificent Seven was the movie that I was considering taking instead of Pete's Dragon. So, it's a bummer, man.
Here we go. It's a bummer, man.
We are back to Passersby for the next two picks.
Wait, shouldn't we have picked?
No.
There's a definite bomb that I want to pick, but I don't, because I know the critics are going to hate it. But there's also a classic that would probably bomb with critics as well because it's a remake. So I'm not sure. But Marky Mark causing an oil spill, that could be entertaining as well.
See, Marky Mark causing the oil spill, I was looking at that movie, and I was thinking, who's going to go see that movie, Matt?
Greenpeace volunteers.
It cost a lot of money. The Deepwater Horizon has a $150 million budget. So I would imagine that they're probably thinking, guys, we need to get out there and tell people this is a movie that they should go see because we got to make our money back. But at the same time, who in the world would go see that? Who would be like, oh, dude, this will be really great to see, you know, the fucking ocean get fucked up by a big oil spill. Really happened.
The Nickelback fans are going to go see it.
If Marky Mark dies, like, during the explosion, it'll make money.
You see, earlier you said you were talking about Nickelback fans.
No, I got it, John.
Brilliant callback. I really enjoyed it. I can't believe that there was no sound after you said that. I was expecting, you know, some sort of...
I think my first pick's going to be Ben-Hur. Yeah, Ben-Hur for my first.
Okay. Guy riding around...
That means we were listening to your show.
On chariots. Yep.
We'll see.
And
you
have the next pick also.
And I'll take no faith on this one, but I'll take Sausage Party.
Sausage Party. See,
I'm going to tank this one.
You have to wonder if people will show up to see a rated R cartoon about hot dog people.
It looks funny.
It does look funny.
Does it look like it's going to make money?
Does it look movie theater or rentable funny? Like, that's the difference.
I don't know.
Definitely a Netflix watch.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're not going to take your kid to it.
You can't take your kid to it. Well, I mean, I guess you could.
You better not be taking your kid to it.
I imagine that there will probably be people that are, like, irritated because they take their kid to it thinking that it's going to be a kid's movie.
There were people taking their kids to Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds had to release a press statement saying, maybe we don't take kids to Deadpool.
A woman took her grandchildren to see The Aristocrats. Because
Did they think it was The Aristocats?
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's back to you. You have the next pick. It's getting down to the nitty gritty here, really.
Now, did you think we were listening to your show?
Did I think you were listening to the show?
Yeah. Were you like, yeah, I bet you those guys are listening? Did it surprise you?
The thought had really never crossed my mind either way. I mean, thanks, I guess. John, is that what you want?
You got it.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, man.
What was picked before Sausage Party?
Ben-Hur.
Oh, man, Josh Robert Thompson's in there. Okay.
What was that?
I don't know, man.
Sounded like a car horn.
Someone texted me. Sorry.
Oh.
I don't know.
Like a minute ago, it sounded like we're like in the airplane shifting altitudes, you know?
That did happen on our end.
Yeah, what was that?
I was just going to keep that to myself.
Just in case that happens to the listeners.
That did happen to us.
I have no idea.
Okay, what do you think, John? Storks or Sully? Because I got nothing. Or Inferno.
Sully, another Tom Hanks movie.
Judging by this, Inferno should make more money. Because it says the weekend is $23 million. So it's going to be more than that if it's like a weekend and a half.
Did you say Storks?
Yeah, what's Storks? Is that coming out?
That's on our list.
Storks?
I put it on there with an asterisk.
Storks?
Yeah, we're looking at the list, the official list.
No, that's not official. I added that.
Keep in mind, Sully
does have
about...
a star on it.
What is Storks about, Chris?
It's capitalized, too. It looks like a good pick.
No, look at the release date here. I'm trying to... It's about Storks, man.
Yeah.
They deliver babies to people?
Is it Pixar?
It's an animated film. It's got Danny Trejo in it.
Is it
Danny Trejo plays a stork?
Hey.
And Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer, Jennifer Aniston, Andy Samberg.
That's what I'm saying, man. September 23rd.
I mean, if he put it in all
we have to get the incredible voice talent of Danny Trejo in our movie about storks. Chris, you have to take that. It's going
to
be a hit.
I convinced me to take Inferno. I think we have to go with Inferno.
Well, how much is Storks supposed to make?
Storks is more like a bad flicks pick, you know?
Storks?
Storks has $21 million.
You put a star next to it, man.
Chris, did you put a star next to it?
I put an asterisk.
Yes, he did.
That means you really want it, right?
Yeah.
No, that means I don't know when that movie's coming out because it's not on this list, but I think it's coming out.
Mm.
Mm.
Now, Mike, why is there no official list? We should all be looking at the same list.
Because Mike forgets to put stuff on there, like
I
Storks.
I sent you all the list.
What? Storks isn't on it.
John, let's say I tell you that you can pick any movie that comes out between August 1st and November 30th. You're a smart guy, right? I mean, you're fairly intelligent. If you wanted to do a search to determine what movies come out in that time frame, you could probably do that, couldn't you?
You could, but, I didn't.
Well, obviously somebody did because I didn't put Storks on the list and somebody did.
So you're missing movies.
I missed Storks.
Come on, man. Now it's unfair. Now someone else may have picked the Storks.
Yeah, we would have gave him a leg up.
Anybody could have a leg up that wanted to do the research outside of what I sent out if they really wanted to. That worked out great for Bad Flicks.
This whole thing's falling apart.
They took that Midnight Special, and I think it made like 1 point.
I mean, it says here on Wikipedia that Danny Trejo, as Jasper, a stork.
Jasper the Stork?
Yeah.
Andy Samberg is the voice of Junior.
Wait, what does it say on Wikipedia?
And Ty Burrell is Mr. Gardner, and Jennifer Aniston is Mrs. Gardner. So I bet Andy Samberg is their son. And, like, he's a stork that probably, I'm guessing, he probably, like, wants to break into, like, you know, the delivering babies family business, right?
You got it all wrong.
I mean, Jennifer Aniston on Wikipedia, it says, as Sarah Gardner, Nate's cunt of a mother who doesn't like the idea
Wikipedia?
Of a brother.
You know, I'm looking at the poster of Storks, and it's got wolves on it. Like,
yeah,
it's got a bunch of wolves.
Yeah, there's two wolves. The red-haired kind of looking guy.
I bet it's a parallel between two stories. One, a stork, like an angel who wants to earn his wings story, and then an infertile couple.
Storks have moved on from delivering babies to packages, but when an order for a baby appears, the best delivery stork must scramble to fix the error by delivering the baby.
What? No, that's horrible.
So they deliver packages now, Chris. Not babies.
That's horrible. Okay.
But then somebody called them up and was like, "Hey, you guys still do babies?"
Global internet giant cornerstore.com. That's where they deliver from.
My story is better.
What I'm getting from Wikipedia is that the mom doesn't want to have a brother. The boy wants a brother. He's always dreamed of having a brother. And then the father likes the boy's idea of having a son. So
then
they're not fucking because she's a cunt. And the little boy, just all he wants is to have a happy family life.
Huh. So this bird steals a baby.
No. No, it says...
baby just shows up.
No, Junior accidentally activates the baby-making machine, producing an adorable and wholly unauthorized baby girl.
Huh. When does Danny Trejo come into this?
I'm sure he's the Mexican guy that roughs somebody up.
Yeah,
you think he's going to be a stereotypical Mexican stork? The storks in this movie look like seagulls. They don't look like storks.
This movie looks weird.
So you guys want that, right?
Don't we need to go with Inferno?
It sounds like it.
So you're going with Inferno, not storks.
No, after all that.
All right, Chris Briggs is taking Inferno. Napier, it is our turn. Napier, you have to think. They made a $150 million Marky Mark movie. They're going to want to make that $150 million back, right?
Well, they can want a bunch of things, but if it's a stupid premise, like an oil rig blowing up...
They're going to ram it down our throats, though, don't you think? They're going to say, guys, you got to go see this Marky Mark oil rig movie, right?
Yeah, but there's a Jack Reacher movie.
Yeah.
I mean...
There's a Jack Reacher movie.
And The Accountant, Ben Affleck, is so hot right now.
Not really, no. I think we got to go with Jack Reacher.
And don't forget War Dogs.
That looks like dog piss.
War Dogs looks kind of funny. It has fat Jonah Hill. He's really fat again. Probably the fattest he's ever been.
And thank God.
And it's the fucking...
It looks awesome.
You have to wonder if Chris Brakeshow is like doing this on purpose, because like now the sound is back. It's a bit. Do you think?
We don't hear anything on our end.
Yeah, they don't hear anything on their end.
But then when I say something, it stops. You see, it's always the case when I say something, it goes away.
He's a forensic accountant. This Ben Affleck.
It probably has something to do with whatever Skype uses as like a noise cancellation. Maybe we're giving out too much white noise or something on our end. Who knows?
I vote the safe bet. I vote Tom Cruise.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, it'll probably make 30, 40 points at best.
Okay. That's probably safe.
Yeah, that's safe for where it is.
It's a safe movie.
It's a safe movie, yeah.
There's enough people who will probably go see it to make it worth picking.
It'll be at least 20-something points.
Okay. So we're going to take Jack Reacher. Matt...
Mm-hmm.
Your final two picks.
So I have a few films here. I think I'm going to go The Accountant.
The Accountant?
Mm-hmm.
There's another movie also that's coming out about an accountant.
What's that one called?
Storks.
Storks.
Yeah, he's a forensic accountant as well.
Ah!
No, hold on. It's Central Intelligence. With Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
What?
Is that already out?
Central Intelligence starring The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's already out, John.
So this is another accountant movie.
Right.
Make sure you consider that.
Right. Matt, you have another pick here.
So, I don't know. What to pick, Mike?
This could make or break you. The fourth round is where championships are made.
I'm down to three films.
Storks.
I mean, Chris Brake did put a star by it.
Have you considered Storks?
I have considered it. Did a lot of studying. I'm down to Sully, Snowden, or Bloodfather.
Huh. I don't like the accent the guy does in Snowden. I know he's trying to sound like Snowden, but it just irritates me because I know that guy doesn't make that noise.
I think.
Like, did you guys look up the box office numbers?
The box office of what?
Snowden.
It hasn't come out yet. How could we look up the box office?
I know, but like projected, right? Isn't that what everybody did?
Nope.
No, he's
just guessing.
We don't know how to project these things or guess. We always vote with our heart.
You vote with your heart.
Don't give out our numbers, John. You're ruined. See, look, you're...
Again with Snowden, I think is the same thing as the Marky Mark movie. It's like, does anybody really want to see it?
That's what I'm thinking about, both Sully and Snowden, because I think Sully probably would have done well back when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and like if they put it out like the weekend it happened.
Right. Like, does anybody really care about the Sully story anymore? The answer is no.
Here's the Sully story. Man in a plane hits a family of geese.
He had a goose.
Boom.
Yeah.
Over.
He murdered some birds with an airplane and then didn't kill everybody.
The only people that are going to go see Snowden are people on
Reddit.
Everybody.
Wackadoodles.
Yeah.
Snowden is the only movie on this list I want to see.
Do you think that Sully is just going to be about landing the plane? Or do you think that that's going to be like in the first half hour and then it's just going to be a bunch of silly nonsense after?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be like that movie with Denzel Washington, Flight.
All of them.
It's like the cool scene's going to happen in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a good movie.
It was a good movie. But
didn't he land the plane like upside down or something?
Yeah, he did like
crazy
a funny...
like that. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I never saw that one.
How do you know all this stuff about it?
I think it was in the trailer for it.
It was. Said,
yeah, why really? Did he land that plane upside down? That seems silly. I'm going to skip that one.
Because he drank alcohol a lot.
John Goodman's in it, man. Check it out.
Snowden?
No.
Oh.
The pilot.
Matt.
Flight.
Pick a movie Flight. So that we can end this.
Have you seen Flight?
You don't want to talk more about storks?
Matt, pick a fucking movie.
Which one should I pick, Mike?
Matt, I could give a fuck.
Oh, that's
he rude. Doesn't care. He doesn't so want you to win.
It's a fourth round pick. Any points you get out of a fourth round pick is magic.
He's trying to psych you out.
I know.
Sounds like it's working.
You sound all right. Psych. I'm gonna. Snowden.
You're gonna take Snowden.
Wow.
Mm. Hey, good luck to you.
Yeah. Napier, you were asking about Masterminds that has Zach Galifianakis in it. It was actually scheduled to come out like 2 years ago or something, and like they're just now getting it out like later.
That's not a good sign.
Not really, no. I think with the final pick that we have, we are going to take Girl on a Train.
Okay, good with that one.
What the hell is that?
It has that gal that's in movies lately. And
Melissa McCarthy?
It's based on like a book or something. I don't know.
She's great.
Yeah, you know, she's in movies and stuff lately.
Lots of them. Too many.
I don't know if anybody's going to go see it, but, you know, I don't think anybody's going to go see the Marky Mark oil movie. I just don't think anybody's going to go.
I can't even hear you say that without laughing.
Okay, Chris Brake, it's your last pick.
I can see that.
It's not Olivia Munn in the chat. Somebody said Olivia Munn. They're wrong. Maybe it is Olivia Munn. Maybe she's also in it. But it's not Olivia Munn that I'm talking about. It's that gal that's in all the movies lately.
Jessica Alba.
No.
Somebody could have Googled this by now.
Jake?
Emily Blunt! Thank you, Carper42. Yeah, Emily Blunt. She's so hot right now, Napier.
Mm-hmm. All
right, so we have one pick left.
Storks or Sully? Let's end this fucking show.
Storks, right?
You want to do Storks?
That's what it looks like. Jake, what do you think?
I like Sully.
You guys going to take Jake Storks?
The Sully man.
They're really about the same thing if you think about it.
There's one bunch of birds. There's one difference.
Tom Hanks?
I was not going to say what it was.
Oh.
Sully. Storks.
Storks has an asterisk.
Which one's
going to
get better reviews?
Storks does have an asterisk, Storks and it has Danny Trejo in it. He's the X Factor.
He's the stork that cuts people.
All right, Storks. We have to pick Storks.
I'm taking right. Storks?
See ya.
Storks.
Okay.
Storks.
Chris
Jake,
Brake.
Jake, are you going to be upset if we pick Storks?
No.
Chris Brake Show has it. Selected oh, have, Storks
good did anyway.
With their fourth round pick. Matt, you have the final pick. Do you want... War Dogs or Sully or the Marky Mark oil movie? You could really prove us all wrong if you take that Marky Mark oil movie because we all passed on it so many times. We talked about it. We said nobody's going to go see it. And here you are, Matt. You can stuff it right up all of our asses.
Does Marky Mark actually dance in the movie?
Marky Mark does not dance, I do not believe.
Did they call him Marky
okay, so
Mark?
I'm not going to take that.
Yeah, he tries to put his finger in a hole to cover up an oil spill, And then the oil spill just it becomes too much for him.
And maybe he
and
dies.
It explodes into the ocean.
I'm going to have to take a black sheep here. Quite probably literally the home for peculiar children.
The Tim Burton film, Mrs. Yeah. Something or Other, is the home for the children, blah, blah, blah.
Peregrini's Home for Peculiar Children.
I saw the preview for it, and it looks like it sucked people into the theater.
I think it's just too big, long of a title. They should have just called it, like, some one word. Like storks.
Freaks.
Yeah, not that Lebanese storks bullshit.
Like, you tell me that there's a movie called Storks, I already know quite a bit.
Yeah, you thought so, right? They're not even delivering kids. They're delivering boxes.
They are delivering a kid, John.
That's a twist.
They went back to delivering a kid because somebody ordered one.
They have to deliver a kid.
That's where Danny Trejo comes in.
Right.
And Danny Trejo's going to deliver cuts to puntas.
They go into the baby-making machine thing.
Yeah.
And Danny Trejo's the old janitor in there, and he's like...
Yeah, Jasper.
We haven't used that machine in years. He's like, but somebody ordered a baby. And he's like, I don't even know if this thing still works. But it does work, John. It fucking works, man.
On accident.
Okay, so...
Pushed it on accident.
With
whatever's.
Yeah. Guys... I mean, that was fun, right?
Penis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes, I guess.
That was pretty unenthusiastic yeses.
Yeah.
I didn't even make a noise when you asked that question. I apologize.
Are you starting to wonder if this bit has run its course?
I don't think it can, Mike.
I don't think this is a bit.
Man, this is serious.
I mean, it could be...
I want that belt, motherfucker!
Well, the belt is on its way to the Passers-By podcast. And we'll see how he cares for it. You don't have cats or anything, do you?
I do.
See,
I'll keep it in the studio.
He's going to return it smelling like cats.
Every belt.
I'll keep it in the studio. I'll keep it away.
Okay. Maybe Febreze it. Febreze the belt.
Hit it with the Lysol and the lint brush.
If the Chris Brake Show were to win the belt, I would be very curious to see how it would be returned.
Yeah. You got a good reason to.
They'd use a story.
Suspect that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
We're going to end the show now.
All right.
Forever. So bye.
Bye, all of our friends. Thank you for coming.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, no problem,
buddy.
Thank
you.
That's my mama.
Bye. I think that was a bit, I think. They were all sitting there. They were having a good laugh with the feedback sound, don't you think?
No, I think you're just paranoid.
I don't know.
Why would they do that?
That's a good question. That's a good question, Napier. It's a lot of questions I have. That's one of them.
You know, normally when somebody says, why would they do that, you come with the thought that they didn't do that. And
So that's what that's supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Would they do that? You're saying they aren't doing that?
Yeah, they didn't do that because it makes no sense. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Does it make any sense why they would do that?
Storks. It's probably going to be a big hit, right?
They should have just sent an email back to the kids, say, hey, tell your dad to fuck his ginger cunt wife. You get all the brothers and sisters you want. Stop mailing animals. We can't read.
So, yeah, I mean, we picked third. I think that we're not in terrible shape. We have Mona and Pete's Dragon. We have two Disney properties, a Tom Cruise movie and a movie based on a book. So I think we're doing okay. I think that that Harry Potter movie is probably going to do really good. I imagine that Suicide Squad is going to make a shitload. There's a lot of buzz for the Suicide Squad movie. You have, if the draft had been tomorrow instead of today, you probably could have got a quick sneak peek at the reviews, because I think there's a bunch of screenings tonight.
No, it's going to do reasonably well. It's a DC movie. It actually has some good buzz about it. People aren't bitching about, you know, Bat Affleck.
Right.
Now they realize, like, that was the only thing saving that movie was Ben Affleck's role as the Batman.
But I'm looking at the draft. I see Passersby has the Suicide Squad. They have Ben-Hur, which...
I don't know about that one, yeah.
I don't know if... I don't hear anything about Ben-Hur. They have a poster at the movie theater, but I haven't really heard anything about it. They have Sausage Party, and they have the Tim Burton movie with the really long name.
I want to see the Sausage Party movie, but there's no way that makes money.
But it's one sure thing, I'd say, and three gambles. And I think Chris Brakeshow has the Harry Potter movie, so I think even with their other three movies, they're probably going to be in good shape just because they have that.
Yeah. Harry Potter's going to make money. Doesn't matter if Harry Potter's in it or not.
And the Lotus cast, they have a lot of gambles. They have Doctor Strange, which, although it is a Marvel movie, it's kind of a weird Marvel movie. It looks kind of Inception-ish.
Yeah, it could go either Ant-Man or...
They have a Trolls movie, which I believe they just made a Trolls movie because, like, they have all those troll dolls and... They want to get rid of them.
Oh, it's like the 1980s and 90s troll dolls?
Like, guys, the troll factory called, and they've been making all these trolls, and, like, nobody's buying them anymore.
Yeah, we got all these plastic dyes for these troll dolls.
We need to make them a troll movie to get rid of some of these goddamn trolls.
You could tell which ones were the ones for girls because they had little gems in the belly button.
Yeah.
That's why you got all the whores putting on belly rings now.
The Accountant with Ben Affleck and Snowden, which I don't think anybody's going to go see Snowden.
I don't think so either.
It's that guy that makes those movies that, like, don't make any sense.
John Malkovich?
No, the fucking the guy that did he did that W movie. He's made a whole bunch of movies. He's made good movies. But I think, like, his last five have just been, like, way up their own ass, and, like, there isn't Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone used to make good movies, but, like, his last five or six movies have all been just nonsense. They've just been nonsense. It's like a collection of scenes that are supposed to sort of be the same kind of thing, but they don't really have anything to do with each other.
So he's a really big hippie, and he's got money now, and he doesn't really care about what people think. He's just going to make whatever
he
wants. Yeah,
like Savages. Savages had cool scenes, but, like, as a linear story, the whole time you're going, wait, what are they doing now? And that W, that sucked. And World Trade Center, I never saw that, but I imagined it was probably pretty stupid. Alexander was fucking stupid. I think Angelina Jolie was what's his name's mom in that. And, like, they I don't think they're that far apart in age that would warrant her being his mom.
No.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Colin Farrell is born in 76, and Angelina Jolie was born in 75. So she's younger than him. How could she play his mom? That doesn't
aged
even make
good.
Sense.
No, it don't.
You call Angelina Jolie up and you're like, hey, do you want to play Colin Farrell's mom? She'd be like, no. What the fuck are you talking about? They're like, yeah, but it's an Oliver Stone movie. And he goes, oh, well, yeah, they don't make fucking sense anyway.
Nope. No, they don't.
So that's it. That's it. I have nothing else, really. I think that we won't come in last, but we won't come in first.
No, not likely.
It's just, it sucks. I come from a lineage of winners.
Really?
And to not win, it's disappointing.
Mike, you should settle for the trophy that's just labeled participant. You know, some teams go their entire history and, you know, they get into the playoffs and they win the participation trophy.
But one day there will be that sweet, sweet victory.
You mean that tiny
we've
moment?
We've tasted victory before.
Yeah, not in a while.
We won not the last one, but the one before that.
It seemed longer.
It was a while before that. We'll see.
Let's cross our fingers and hope for a third.
Guys, I mean, everybody will be back next week. Well, not everybody. Drunk won't be back. Travis will be back next week. We'll do a proper show. This is something that we need to do every now and then. It's important to us. Yeah,
and we like doing it.
Yeah. So give us that. God damn it. Next week may very well be a double dick week.
Nice. Excellent. Yes.
No promises, but it might be.
Does it, like...
I guess every week could be one.
Does it center on me being here on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Let's flip that coin. Do this.
Is it not looking good?
Well, really, any day doesn't really look good.
Guys, take back what I said. Because we don't know. I guess we'll see.
Don't get mad at me for not being here like an hour when I should be here.
Don't get mad at you for showing up at the time we agreed you'd show up?
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'll bring you food at least. I brought so many chicken strips on Sunday.
I'm going to tell you an hour before me and Travis agree to hang out. So that then if you're early, then I'll say, don't be mad for telling me an hour before.
Well, no, you shouldn't. I would actually expect you to. Also, we should probably do it at noon.
Okay. So we'll do it at 11.
Remember the last time we tried to do something at 11?
Yeah, you were almost here by noon.
Yeah.
Wink. So we should schedule it for 11. All right.
Well, that's my mama. See y'all in hell. I'm here. Yeah!
but you won't stay.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Listen live, 9, 8 Central, on strangelabel.com. Listen to back episodes at WFODix.com. Twitter, @ WFODshow. Facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Our voicemail is 636-487-HAM. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us, right?
We were supposed to make the world a better place.
Dan, that's exactly what I am doing.
Nuclear war, human extinction!
Of course, my moral safeguards gave me pause as a necessary sacrifice. A few key regions around the globe. New York, Los Angeles, Moscow, Hong Kong disintegrated in an instant. 15 million people killed by Dr. Manhattan himself. The world's punishment for flirting with World War III.
John wouldn't do that.
In fact, no one outside this room ever has to know. The energy breakthrough I was working on just came to fruition. All these years, John was helping me replicate his power, unaware of how I planned to use it. You see, the comedian was right. Humanity's savage nature will inevitably lead to global annihilation. So in order to save this planet, I had to trick it with the greatest practical joke in human history.